Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita crews have prepared the streets for bad weather. We've got the story.
A Northern California town destroyed by fire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Bombardier plans to cut 5,000 jobs worldwide. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The storm system that brought us rain and snow in Wichita yesterday has moved out, but behind it, it leaves much colder air. Our complete forecast on the way.
Wichita road crews have been working 12-hour shifts to treat and retreat the roads after rain and snow washed away the salt mixture. Wichita Public Works Director Alan King says he hopes the continuous treatments will help limit black ice conditions for your morning commute.
We'll probably get the freezing overnight, and depending on how much water and moisture is on the roads, could be icy. Want to get that salt sand down for that. And then we'll just monitor the weather and see what we end up with and adjust our plan accordingly.
The winter storm moved out of the area late last night, but drivers may still find slick conditions in some areas this morning.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has identified the man who was pulled from a pond in South Wichita earlier this week. He's identified as 50-year-old Fabian Ludlow. The Sheriff's Office is still looking into the circumstances surrounding his death.
Canadian plane and train maker Bombardier says it will shed 5,000 jobs and sell off two units as part of a five-year plan to rein in costs. Focus on rail and business jets and reduce debt.
About 3,000 workers will be laid off in Quebec and Ontario, while about 2,000 cuts will be overseas. It's not known how many positions will be affected in Wichita. The company said it will sell its Q400 turboprop aircraft program to a subsidiary of Longview Aviation Capital for about $300 million, as well as its flight training business, which will go to CAE for about $645 million. The announcement comes after mass layoffs over the past 3 years, with about 14,500 positions cut around the world in the aerospace and railway divisions. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Officials in Northern California say the town of Paradise has been destroyed by a wind-whipped wildfire. Hundreds of buildings were charred, more than 27,000 people forced to evacuate. Resident George Randar says he and his neighborhood engulfed by fire yesterday afternoon.
Houses are burning on both sides, unfortunately, and we're losing quite a bit, and there's no stopping it until these guys get a handle on the winds and they can get back in there.
The Butte County Sheriff says that they've gotten several reports of fatalities, but because the fires are moving so fast, emergency personnel can't access some roads to confirm those reports.
Florida's Republican governor and Senate candidate Rick Scott is accusing two counties in the state of election fraud. And he's taking legal action.
Republican Rick Scott sees his lead in the race to unseat Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson shrinking as final ballots in heavily Democratic Broward and Palm Beach counties are counted. Scott announcing late Thursday he's suing the county, saying they're not following Florida law, and he's ordering law enforcement to investigate their elections offices.
Every Floridian should be concerned there may be rampant fraud happening in Palm Beach and Broward counties.
A spokesperson for Scott's opponent says Scott's actions appear to be born out of desperation, and it looks like the Senate race in Florida may be headed for a recount. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Busy sports weekend, home game for the Chiefs, and it's the Sunflower Showdown in college football. So we'll have a preview. It's all coming up in sports.
A major newspaper, U.S. newspaper, pulling a bunch of made-up stories written by a former reporter. That story coming up on the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Kansas Food Bank in Wichita operates across most of the state except for the northeast corner of Kansas. Food Bank President Brian Walker tells KNSS News the holidays are a busy time.
Not that there's a whole lot more hungry people, but, you know, we all like to sit down and have a nice Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner, so during the holiday season with our families. And so a lot of the agencies that we serve, you know, they want to provide a nice Thanksgiving meal, which we should do for folks that are struggling.
Brian Walker, our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A major U.S. newspaper pulling a bunch of made-up stories written by a former reporter.
Mike Ward, the Houston Chronicle's political reporter, resigned back in September when the paper started questioning the existence of sources in his stories. And now, following an investigation, the paper is retracting 8 of Ward's articles because it could not confirm the sources. The executive editor also saying they corrected more than 60 other stories that Ward reported on. Before working with the Chronicle, Ward was with the Austin American-Statesman, which is also investigating his past work. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Imagine opening a polling place on election day and no one shows up.
That's exactly what happened in Providence, Rhode Island. The deputy director at the State Elections Board tells the Providence Journal the precinct has just 11 registered voters and none of them showed. It's an area with few residences. He says the voters have shown up to vote in the past. 4 people voted in the 2016 presidential election, but no one voted in the 2014 midterms. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning, just a good idea to remember, just to be cautious out there today. We've got some freezing temperatures, some sub-freezing temperatures. And so anything that might have melted or any moisture on the roadways could freeze out there. Watch out, especially on the bridges and overpasses. Those sort of things have a tendency to cool down more than the regular roadways. And, of course, the untreated residential and side streets. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
KNSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Before we let you get to the forecast, I'm going to throw you a couple of curves. And first of all, we're going to know about weather. Of course, we got football tonight in Wichita. You'll tell us about that in South Central Kansas.
Yeah.
But also, we've got Manhattan. We've got football Saturday. And then the Chiefs are at home against Arizona Sunday. So if you can get us a little bit of a look there, if people are traveling, they need to know what it's going to be like, I guess. So. Good morning,
okay,
and welcome.
You know what?
Go ahead.
We can just go ahead and start in order then. Tonight, football this evening, Wichita, South Central Kansas, it's going to be downright cold. Because Ooh. It's going to be cold all day long, I just want to let you know, it's going to be in the 30s for highs today, okay? I know that's during the warmest part of the day, but it's also going to actually feel like the 20s. So that kind of gives you an idea of what it's going to be like after the sun goes down and later on this evening. So we'll definitely need to have that winter gear ready to go. I'm talking about hats, gloves, scarves, heavy winter coats. Make sure you have it all because those temperatures are going to quickly slip down from the 30s into the 20s. And then by the time we wake up tomorrow, we'll actually wake up to the teens. And that's just going to set us up for another chilly day by the time we get into Saturday for that KU-K State game out in Manhattan. For that game, it looks like temperatures are going to start right around 29 degrees and then only warm through the 30s during the game. I don't even think it'll make it up to 40 degrees up in Manhattan tomorrow. So once again, don't throw that winter gear in the closet just yet because you're still going to need it through Saturday. And then by the time we get into Sunday for the Chiefs, it looks like 30s to 40s once again, still staying well below normal for this time of year. So either way, what that translates to is just bundle up the whole weekend. It's still going to be chilly out there. And also, the one difference that we'll see by the time we get into Sunday, there could be a little bit of rain out there, possibly even mixing with a little bit of snow. Now, I don't want everyone to freak out or get scared out there because we're not necessarily expecting what we experienced yesterday should not be as significant. So that kind of sums up what we can expect not only through today, but also through the weekend as well. Official forecast for Wichita, though, partly cloudy skies today and also turning windy. That's what's going to make those highs in the 30s make it feel more like the 20s. Partly cloudy skies tonight as well, dropping down to 17. Some of the coldest air of the season moving in by late tonight, early tomorrow morning. And still just a few clouds lingering around in the sky tomorrow. Still windy, too, but the difference is our winds are going to be out of the south. That's going to give us a little bit of a boost up to 44, but it's still going to be chilly out there, especially for this time of year. Right now, 30 degrees, temperatures below freezing, and Jad mentioned and put it in good words to make sure that we're all taking it easy on the roads out there. There could be slick icy spots. My co-anchor Darren said he encountered a few icy spots late last night, so things have only gotten colder since then. Wind chill of 25, visibility's at 10 miles, so the big concern is really just taking it easy on the roads this morning.
So here's the important question. You're eating one of those Twix bars we brought over to you yesterday?
You know what? Not yet. It was a busy day yesterday.
Yeah.
Just with all the snow, all the pictures, we were getting videos from a lot of the viewers out there. If any of them are listening, a big thank you to all of you for sending in your reports. But don't worry. Hey, it's Friday. I'm getting close to the end of my shift. The weekend is just about here. That package is going to get broken open pretty soon. Don't worry.
Time for a Twix break, huh? All right. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Now 7:13, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, big, big news story this week. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigning as per request from President Trump. And now the search is on, we presume, for a new attorney general. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
So I know you've got a secret inside list that you've found of who the top three or four candidates are, right?
Well, I don't have any secret list, but there is a lot of discussion about some folks that can replace Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Obviously, Matthew Whitaker under consideration. He is now acting in that capacity, although some are crying foul over that because of some of the comments that he's made in the past about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. There's concern among Democrats and some Republicans that something could happen to that probe. But at this point, it doesn't look like he's going to recuse himself, although more than a dozen state attorneys general wrote a letter to him saying, hey, go ahead and recuse yourself. Your impartiality on this issue is in question. But as far as I know, he doesn't plan on doing that. But he's just really one candidate under consideration. Another one I think is interesting that his name has been thrown out there. I don't know if he's seriously under consideration, is South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, who is going home at the end of this term, at the end of the 115th Congress. He's going home. So it could be a matter of that he could be tapped. We've heard about Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. But see, he'd have the same problem as Whitaker because he's been really vocal about the Russia probe.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, of course, our Secretary of State, who lost the governor's race, Kobach, had Trump actually say here in Topeka or here in Kansas, that, hey, if you lose the election, I got a job for you. We got it on video. There on tape. It's there. So, but we don't know. It could not be, maybe not this job, but anyway, there's another name right for you.
Yeah, there are tons of them out there. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of Florida, also could be under consideration. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Senator, says he doesn't want it, but I don't know if he could get his arm twisted enough. You know, interestingly, a while back, Senator Graham has said that there would be, you know, hell to pay if Sessions were fired. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I haven't heard much from him on this. You know, it's just one of those things that the president had been at odds with Sessions ever since he recused himself from the Russia probe. And I was a little surprised he hung on as long as he did because there was so much speculation that Sessions was going to be fired.
So what is the procedure now if the president nominates somebody? Do they have to be approved by the Senate or can he just choose somebody?
Yes. This is a Senate-confirmed position. Rod Rosenstein had to go through the whole thing for in Sessions, too, to be confirmed. Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. And there are some who are arguing, well, why not just move up the deputy attorney general, Rosenstein, into the role because he's already Senate-confirmed. But in this case, Robert Whitaker is acting in a temporary capacity. And the president, I would imagine, sooner rather than later, will name some successor. And then, they'll have to go through the Senate process of approval.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate it this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. That's pretty good information there about what could happen next and the list of possible nominees to be attorney general that President Trump's going to be looking at. And, I threw Kobach in there. We don't know. But we do. The president was here in Kansas saying, you lose the election, you've got a job in my administration. What'll it be? You know, I don't know. Chief of staff? We don't know. But there it is. He put it out there. I'd like somebody to, would the President of the United States promise me a job or anybody? 7:17 now. Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and you have got a plate load when it comes to sports this weekend, including Chiefs have a game in Kansas City over the weekend. We got high school football. Whoa, a lot of stuff going on.
Got a busy weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on here in the Wichita area. We'll start out with pro football up in Kansas City. The Chiefs and the Arizona Cardinals match up on Sunday. It's Kansas City. Of course, the Chiefs always have a home game around Veterans Day. It's the annual Salute to Service game. as Veterans Day is this weekend, and even more special, this Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, marking the end of World War I, and the Chiefs will certainly be doing all that, and right at the stroke of 11 a.m., marking 100 years since the end of World War I, that's when coverage begins for Chiefs football on Sunday. Mitch Holthus and the crew have live coverage of Chiefs football beginning at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. The game will kick off at noon at Arrowhead Stadium. And that's all right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Arizona Cardinals, one of the bottom teams in the NFL. They are a 16.5-point underdog going into Arrowhead. Since moving to the Phoenix area, the Cardinals have never won in Arrowhead. The last time they won there, they were the St. Louis Cardinals. Of course, the Chiefs tied for the best record in the league at 8-1 going into this one. Listen on Sunday right here on KNSS. It's the 116th meeting all time in college football between KU and K-State, the Sunflower Showdown in Manhattan tomorrow. K-State has won the last 9 meetings between these two. Jayhawks have lost 43 straight road conference games going back more than a decade. The last time KU beat Bill Snyder in Manhattan was Bill's first year as head coach at K-State 29 years ago. KU coverage of the game on the Jayhawk Network begins at 9:30 tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Manhattan, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. K-State is a 10.5-point favorite in this one. These teams are both tied for last in the conference, so the winner will escape the basement for now. College football tomorrow in the JUCO ranks. Butler Community College finishing up the regular season, visiting undefeated Garden City, ranked number 2 in the nation.
Wow.
Butler at Garden tomorrow. Dennis Higgins will have that one at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In Hutchinson tomorrow, you've got 8th-ranked Hutchinson Community College hosting Iowa Central. That'll kick off at noon in Hutchinson. 17th-ranked Fort Hays State is home tomorrow afternoon, finishing up the regular season, hosting Northeastern State. If Fort Hays wins tomorrow, they will qualify for the NCAA playoffs. We're down to the quarterfinals in state high school football playoffs action, so we have games all over the state tonight. In Class 6A, undefeated Derby hosting 9-1 Topeka. Big matchup. In Class 5A, right here in town, undefeated Wichita Northwest hosting 8-2 Bishop Carroll. You've also got 9-1 Mays hosting Great Bend. In Class 4A, Goddard at Wellington. They're both 8-2. Undefeated McPherson hosting Arkansas City. Class 2A, you've got undefeated Phillipsburg visiting undefeated Conway Springs. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tonight in Conway Springs. In Class 1A, you've got Sedgwick hosting Smith Center. They're both 9-1. And in 8-man Division 1, you've got Argonia Attica hosting Solomon tonight. But the big matchups are in Class 3A. Undefeated Smoky Valley hosting undefeated Pratt. And Andale hosting Scott City. All four of those teams are 10-0. All four are undefeated in Class 3A. So high school football playoffs tonight. We've got college men's basketball tonight as Wichita State plays away from home for the first time this season. The Shockers are on the United States Naval Academy campus in Annapolis, Maryland, with the Veterans Classic, and the Shockers take on Providence this evening. Shocks are a 5-point underdog going into this one, looking for their first win of the season. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull have live pregame coverage for the Shockers at 4 o'clock. Game will tip off at 5 p.m., and that's all on 103.7 KEYN. And after the game, join me and Bob Lutz. We will be live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita, taking your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show. The Kansas State men's basketball team plays its season opener tonight in Manhattan, hosting Kennesaw State. Kansas State Wildcats, of course, coming off a trip to the Elite Eight last year. They are ranked number 11 in the nation going into their season opener tonight. It's a home weekend for Shocker Volleyball. Wichita State hosting Houston tonight at Koch Arena, hosting SMU Sunday afternoon. Shocker Volleyball team 13th in the nation in attendance this year. Women's basketball for the Shocker ladies at home at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Koch Arena. Shocks off to a 1-0 start hosting Missouri State tomorrow. And hockey action. It's 2 home games this weekend for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. Home hosting the Utah Grizzlies tonight and then hosting the Allen Americans at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. And happy birthday today, baseball birthday, former Kansas City Royals manager Whitey Herzog.
Ah, the fight rat.
87 years old today. Happy birthday, Whitey Herzog. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
One of my favorites. 722, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh morning update. Democrats have promised more than they will deliver. That's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.